Wow, I just looked at one of the last recordings that I had on Audioboo, and that was quite some time ago, so I thought I would just do an update since I'm trying to be a little bit more active on social media than I have been in a while. I've been kind of being low-key and I feel like I've been taking a nice giant break going on 2 years. I don't know, I got a little burned out doing so much posting and being so transparent, but now that so many other people are being transparent, it's funny to see the different stages that they go through, and all the content that is being posted, and that I've stepped back. It's kind of nice and it's refreshing to enjoy life without holding up my phone so much. And constantly be like checking in or tracking or I don't know, just using all those location-based services that I had seemed to be addicted. Right now, one of my favorite apps is the Sounds app, which just plays music on Instagram, or I pick out the tunes and then I post it on Instagram. And I recently have started using Snapchat, even though I have probably deleted it like 5 or more times, just because I didn't even know what the fuck to post. And I think because it's more of a throwaway, thing, that to me, I was using things like Dropbio and maybe TwitPic or Moby Picture for things that I would use Snapchat for. But some of those sites that I used to use or have gone bye-bye or whatever, I don't even know what happened to them, have just, who the hell is messaging me, sorry, let's see, haha, could be better, didn't pronounce S, wait a minute, like that. Oh, I recently am getting critiqued by my French Audioboo that I boom, or see, like, even this has changed that I've just done. So I am going to post up another podcast hopefully this week. I've done my flyer, I've picked out the songs, I've downloaded them, and for those of you who are like, how do you get the songs, or I don't even know who is listening to this, but anyways, if you want to know how I download the songs or pick out the songs, like, it's called magic. That's why I have my podcast. I just happen to listen to music, and I mean, I'm not gonna give a how to do an indie podcast. I don't know, I think a lot of people are doing their own things and starting up podcasts, and they want to know how many subscribers I have, and don't even bother, because why would I be giving out my stats like that? It's like, I just find it very personal. And honestly, I'm not even on my stats like that. And it's so hard to keep track. And I don't pay for like the ultimate stat tracker with the service that I'm using. So I get a very basic look at what's going on. And I do it for the listeners, obviously, but I also just enjoy making playlists for the sake of making playlists. Like, I could just make playlists forever. And I've been doing a podcast since 2007, and officially 2006, but my own since 2007. So for all you noobs out there, I've been doing a podcast for quite a minute. And I'm keeping it underground, I guess. But I do need to become more consistent. And my computer is cleaned out. That's actually what I was waiting for, because I had no space on my computer. And I do need to buy a new one, because it was like flashing different lights on the screen, and it's being really weird and slow. I have a 2010 MacBook Air, so it's been through some hell. I kind of just throw it around and has like a bleach stain on it, and the edges are like bent, and I'm way overdue. I think I'm gonna have to get a Pro this time, even though I'm not gonna like the weight of it. My MacBook Air has been through so much with me. Okay, that's enough of me rambling. But yeah, check out my show, oneindienation.com, this week. It's available to download on iTunes. Peace.